Well, good evening. Mr. Brad to the Bone here, listening to Mr. X. I am Brad to the Bone. Starting another episode of Brad's Vinyl. Yeah, Brad's Vinyl, where we listen to and record to digital my old vinyl LP collection. Lots of vinyl LPs from the late 70s and the 80s. My eclectic collection of classic and acid rock, folk rock, new wave, new age, rockabilly, punk, and more, right here on the internet. Synthesizers in the background, yeah, back in the day. What do we got going today? Little Ultravox, that's right, British band. New Wave, they called them back in the day, British band. Formed in 1974 as Tiger Lily, actually, but this LP was in their second iteration, actually. Original singer John Fox, the front man, starting out Ultravox, he left the band for a solo career, and then put the three remaining members in hiatus. But then later the band was kind of re-kick-started with Midge Ure taking over as lead singer and guitarist in 1980. And after he and keyboardist Billy Curry joined up. So we've got Ultravox. Ultravox Vienna, actually, I'll be featuring today. That's right, Ultravox Vienna. Don't know which LP that is of theirs or how many they have done, but I believe it's their third studio LP, Vienna, 1980, featuring Chris Cross, yeah, that's his name, Chris Cross on bass synthesizers, as well as vocals, Warren Cann playing drums, electronic percussion, lots of electronics here, Billy Curry on keyboards and synthesizers, violin as well. And then, of course, Midge Ure, lead vocals, guitars, and keyboards on Ultravox. Ultravox, yeah. Out of London. This was recorded in London. So let's get into side A right now of Ultravox.
Thank you. Synthesizer song. Ooh, I feel jealous.
Nice instrumental, nice long instrumental there for background synthesizers. What was that? Not my favorite track on the LP on Ultravox. I am Brad to the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl, where I burn my old vinyl LPs to digital. And today's feature is Ultravox, and it is Vienna, their fourth LP. I said third earlier. I was mistaken. This is actually their fourth LP. Got confused with the fact that it charted number 3 in the UK charts for popularity back in 1981. So, Ultravox side A, that was, we started out with Sleepwalk, then Passing Strangers, and then my favorite on that side, New Europeans. I don't know why that didn't get mainstream airplay, but then that's me. I love stuff that doesn't seem to ever get mainstream airplay. But yeah, New Europeans, awesome. Awesome piece and track there. Followed by Private Lives, and then Astrodyne, finishing up with Astrodyne. Yeah, we're in the Midge Ure years. Midge Ure, the lead vocalist in the second incarnation of Ultravox. Midge Ure had already been sort of successful. Some other things, like an outfit called Silk. And he was also temporary playing in 1979 with the hard rock band Thin Lizzy. How about that? Thin Lizzy. And The Boys Are Back in Town. You remember that one? Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. I don't know. My listeners listen to all kinds of stuff, so you never know, Thin Lizzy. That's where Midge Ure was temporarily playing with. And later he met Billy Currie, collaborated on Visage, which was a studio-based band fronted by new romantic icon and nightclub person Steve Strange. So, yeah. All right, so third LP by Ultravox, Vienna. And let's go ahead and get into side B right now on Brad's Vinyl.
He died in a car crash. song doesn't hit at all.
your temples, gardens, old world charm, and ancient culture, torn and scarred.
Weaving. melting notes, pizzicato strings, the rhythm is calling. Empty silence. The warmth of your hand and a cold gray sky, it fades to the distance. We'll be right back.
We All Stood Still, whoosh. Oh yeah, yeah. Ultravox, awesome. I actually really, really enjoy this LP. Some of my old LPs I just have sort of forgotten about, and this is actually one of my favorite, as I'm just refreshing my memory listening to it now. Here on Brad's Vinyl, I am Brad to the Bone, and we just finished up Side B of Ultravox Vienna, Vienna LP, out of 1980, Chrysalis Records. We started out with Mr. X, blending into Western Promise, and that's a neat blend there. Gary Newman synthesizers, Mr. X. I'd have to say it sounds a lot like Gary Newman synthesizers, and you've heard some Gary Newman Tube Boy Army on Brad's Vinyl before. I do have some more Gary Newman. But Mr. X blends into Western Promise, and Western Promise, an excellent track as well, with some cool lyrics talking about the Western Promise. Lyrics like, old mystical East, you've lost your way, your Eastern sun will rise again. Oh, mystical East, all taxi cabs and blah, blah, blah. This is my Western Promise. Interesting. Very interesting lyrics about, I guess, about cultural change. Yeah, Western Promise. Track number three, Vienna, of course, the title track from this Ultravox LP. And Vienna being the single that was that got the most notoriety, I guess, for Ultravox. And it's, you know, a melodic thing. There's nothing rock and roll about it. It was a hit. However, I will give it credit for having a characteristic vocal of Kerry Livgren of Kansas. That's right. If you didn't know any better, that almost sounds like a Kansas song with Kerry Livgren vocals on that. But, of course, it's not Kerry Livgren. It sounds just like him, though. And then All Stood Still. That starts out with a real fast riff, a great guitar speed and rhythm, nice speed and rhythm on the guitar there. It actually sounds like it could be a good movie soundtrack. Maybe one of the James Bond movies ought to pick that up and license that. Or maybe I'm spacing. Maybe one of the James Bond movies had that as the soundtrack. All Stood Still. Love that piece. Ending up the fourth track on Side B of Ultravox. Ultravox. Yeah. The UK band out of the United Kingdom. I love them. Really good. Glad I played that one for you. Chris Cross, Warren Cran, Billy Curry, and Midge-Ure, the members that participated in Vienna Ultravox. I am Brad of the Bone. Thanks for listening to yet another Brad's Vinyl. And check us out at killradio.org in the future. We go on Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific time, Brad's Vinyl. And you can also download our podcasts later at radioforall.net. Thanks again for listening.